Hi guys, and happy Friday. There's much to talk about. We have some supposedly leaked photos from the set of Snow White, another remake of a classic, an announcement to be made today, and we're going to be reacting to The Button, which you guys have been asking for quite some time. So let's get into it. What's up, my dudes? Welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a fantastic day and that you're going to have an even better weekend. We have Taylor in Nashville.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday.
With that fresh fade, Taylor gave himself a haircut, guys.
Wow, looks I didn't good. Just put it out there. Now everyone's going to scrutinize it. Thank you.
I was actually amazed when you said you did it yourself. I'm like, I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, don't tell my wife.
And we have Scott in the producer's bay.
What's up, everyone?
Guys, today we're going to make an announcement. I'm looking over at Scott. I'm going to make this announcement for you guys. Today is Scott's last show. Do we have like a boo button? I don't think we do. I think we only have the applause button, which will be there.
We got that.
You can play the expletive button because I'm swearing over here.
Yeah, exactly. Scott is moving on to greener pastures. It sounds like we're like taking him to be euthanized or something. No, he's moving on. He's got another job offer that he's taken up. Scott, take it away.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss you guys. This has been really fun building this this entire platform out in this show. So yeah, as you said, moving on to greener pastures, but we'll absolutely miss the both of you as well as everybody in the chat and anybody who watches. So but we'll have a good show today, that's for sure.
We will. I'm standing up over here because I have gifts for Scott that we have to hand him while he's on the stream, and it's very difficult when we're the only two people in this room. Scott is gluten free, so we got him some gluten free donuts.
Oh, what? Let's go. Thank you.
I didn't know if you like maple or chocolate better, so I just got you both.
Oh yeah, also, I love them both.
Taylor and I are going to be drowning our sorrows in something. So we got you tequila.
Oh, let's go. Thank you.
And it's Añejo tequila because we like to go to a restaurant in LA called Añejo. Wow. So.
You guys are too nice. Thank you.
We had to get you a gift.
Scott has been here since day one of Unapologetic. He helped us build the set that you see behind Amala with his bare hands. He helped pioneer the show and our whole style of editing and everything that we do. Plus all of his great takes and the eye candy that he is being Hot Scott. So yeah, we're definitely going to miss you, man. And we're sad to see you go, but happy that you're taking another step in your journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You got me blushing over here. And yes, definitely a lot of sweat into this studio. That's for sure.
Oh gosh, yeah. Taylor and Scott basically just built this with their bare hands. So there will be the spirit of Scott lives in this room. It will live on.
Hopefully it's the spirit, not the stench.
We needed to load Scott's consciousness into an AI so that we can just ask him technical questions and give it to future editors who are working on our videos so they just have all this knowledge. But
yeah,
maybe that's a pipe dream. Elon needs to get on that ASAP.
It's crazy because it's Scott's last day here and we've had the most technical difficulties I feel we've had in a long time. Yeah. And every time we have a technical issue, we just go, Scott, come fix this.
I wouldn't have it any other way on my last day. You know, it's just like the fire drills just keep coming. Yeah. And it's just tackling them one by one. And I apologize in advance because you guys are going to get some ASMR while I eat these donuts during the show.
Okay, perfect. Hopefully you have just as many technical difficulties at your next job. You'll be very, very useful. Guys, let's get into some stories for today. We're going to be doing a fun, light show today. There have been some leaked photos that came from apparently the Snow White set, although there's been mixed reports on this. Here are some photos from the Snow White set. These are apparently going to be the seven dwarfs. I believe these are stand-ins who were doing like marks and photography for the film itself. And you'll notice something about the seven dwarfs. They're not exactly dwarfs. Do we say dwarfs anymore? Is it little person? I think that is now the approved term that we use.
Yeah, I think we're going to have this taken down by YouTube because you just said a word you're not supposed to say.
I'm so sorry.
Peter Dinklage is coming for you.
It exists in the classic film. It's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but now it's Snow White and the seven diverse actors, it seems. And there's even a woman, I don't even know what you call them, a woman person who's going to be the sidekick of Snow White. Apparently, I don't know whether or not we should look into these photos too much, because the person or the depiction of Snow White here, this is not even Rachel Zegler. This is either a stand-in or a double, or these are not actual photos from the set. But it seems as though this article reports that they are stand-ins that have been filmed in the field for the creation of this show. And thus we are getting yet another Disney remake that is diversified and wokeified for the modern audience. And as far as the seven dwarves, or now seven people, are concerned, I think Peter Dinklage is going to be pretty happy about this one. Initially, when he had heard that Snow White was being remade, he went on a tear, saying that what they did with little people in the olden days of Hollywood and the creation of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves was in no way, shape, or form the right thing to do, that it is in fact immoral, whoa, done by Disney, and that they should be consulting little people in the future of creating films that involve them.
Yeah,
even a quote in this article. It says, Game of Thrones actor Peter Dinklage criticized the effing backward story last year. So that's how he feels about it. He's an angry, just kidding, I'm not going to say it.
That was exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, he got angry like he did
in that movie. Oh, no. And then, of course, many are upset that Rachel Zegler has been cast in this role. I do want to say, for the record, I love Rachel Zegler. I have followed her before she was famous on YouTube, because we are both musical theater nerds. So she would post these videos where she covers different musical theater songs, and she goes around New York to all the different festivals and things like that. So I was a fan of her when she was super young, nowhere near being in Hollywood. And now she is a rising star. She was featured in West Side Story playing Maria, which I feel like she did beautifully, and now has been cast in Snow White. She's also going to be in the new Hunger Games movie, that prequel movie, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, playing the lead role in that film as well. So she herself is on a tear through Hollywood, being cast in several major lead positions. Now, she is Hispanic, which a lot of people take issue with in Snow White. Given that Snow White literally refers to the color of the person who is playing the role, I can get where this might have been a misstep on the part of Disney. Now, as I said on Wednesday's show, if you're going to cast somebody who is not the race that is meant to be portrayed, particularly when the character's name is Snow White, maybe you should invest in some white foundation at the very least. But is that white face? We can't do it for black characters, so I imagine we can't do it for white ones either.
Some people would argue that snow, as it sits on the ground for longer and longer, it gets a little gross, yeah, and a little darker and changes color. So I don't know.
Media Matters is going to clip that.
Yeah.
I think this was a misstep on the part of Disney, and it seems like they're going to keep shooting themselves in the foot as far as their Disney remakes are involved. If you wanted to cast Rachel Zegler, a phenomenally talented actress, why not make her own film? Why not make her own character and allow her to shine, which she would in any given role? It just seems like they feel the need to constantly inject this stuff, so much so that it's, you would think that they're at least using the bones of the original story that was created. It's not there anymore. It's dust. This is just not a figment of, I guess, what Snow White would have once been. Very,
I don't know, Amala.
Sad.
I think you're betraying a little bit of bigotry and bias. This is exactly what this cast and this diverse array of actors is exactly what the Brothers Grimm envisioned in Germany in 1812 when they wrote this fairy tale.
I guess so. And I'm telling you guys, I love Rachel Zegler. I want to see the girl win. I want to see her succeed, but I want it under the right circumstances. And you're probably going to watch the film and she's going to kick the, you know, the vocals out of the water. She's probably going to be a really great actress. It just seems like they missed the mark when it comes to this film. If these photos are real and if they are any depiction of what is actually going on the set of this new movie, which I believe is coming out in 2024. So we'll have that to look forward to. Of course, I'll do my whole series where I watch it so that you don't have to. And it feels like I will have much to remark on if these photos are any indication of the direction the film is going in. Good job, Disney. Yes.
How many remakes is Disney going to make that bomb before they learn their lesson? This has become like literally like another week, another remake. And they're all losing money. It just seems like a unsustainable venture. And look, they can say like, oh, it's a fictional character, it doesn't matter what race these characters are cast in and whatnot, but if it doesn't matter, then why is it a POC every single time, unless you have some kind of agenda? You had Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid, and look, it's in a vacuum, it is kind of like there's room for artistic license in this stuff, but it just betrays a level of like agenda and a lack of originality. And we can already tell they're probably going to favor modern political ideas and modern ideology around, you know, gender and stereotypes and race stuff, instead of just trying to give a magical, timeless story to the masses, which is what Disney used to do. And we talk about this all the time. It gets tiresome, but you know, I just wonder if and when they will ever learn their lesson.
I mean, this is a really like stark indication that they're not going to. I mean, the character's name is literally Snow White. How much farther can you get from reality by casting somebody who's not a white actress in this role? I don't understand. Like, how are they going to justify her name being Snow White anymore? What does that stand for? Are they maybe going to wash her out with, like, I don't know, CGI and post-production? I don't understand how that's going to work out. Why is she named Snow White anymore? What does that mean? Ugh, guys, I'll have a million questions.
Yeah, and I think like they'll probably just go about trying to change the actual name of Snow White and trying to warp it in some way, because I believe, I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the character was named Snow White strictly for the sake of purity. You know, a snowflake falling from the sky is, mm-hmm. is pureness. So I think the character was named with that name specifically to show her growth out of the pure, you know, adolescence or youthfulness and into the real world, which is chaotic and crazy and confusing with all these emotions and growing up within that and coming through it on the other side as she goes through adulthood. So it's like, to your point, yeah, maybe. I don't know what the heck they're going to name it, but I bet you they'll mess around with the name.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I guess we'll keep an eye out. That's not out till 2024. We can't give too much judgment yet because there's really nothing to see here but a few leaked photos. But we'll keep you posted when the movie does come out. Guys, we're going to do something fun today. A lot of you have recommended that I watch The Button on Cut's channel on YouTube, and it's essentially where two individuals sit down, they have a quick little date, and if the button lights up and you want to reject the person sitting in front of you, whoever hits the button first gets to reject them. So I figured I'd react to this one. Some people were saying that this one gets a little political and has some undertones to it that might need some commentary, so let's watch it and have some fun together.
Could you see yourselves together?
Which actually threw me off. Oh, let me slow that down. Let's see.
That sounded like a dwarf right there.
I always have my playback speed up on YouTube.
Could you see yourselves together?
Now it's super slow.
Whoa.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, this is normal. That was normal. Okay.
Could you see yourselves together?
Mustache threw me off.
Really?
I really hate mustaches. I had a boyfriend who tried to do that, and I threw up. I literally made
so my face is no, making you want to I'm sorry.
He's quick.
Welcome to The Button, a speed dating show. When the button lights up red, either player may press it and swap out their date for a new person.
Get out of here.
If two people can last on a date for 10 minutes, they win an all expenses paid second date.
This is The Button.
All right.
Hi. I'm Nick.
Nick, I'm Liz. Nice to meet you.
Liz, nice to meet you. Okay, tell me.
Okay, they'd be a cute couple. Nick and Liz, okay. They seem like they have similar vibes. He's got his tats and everything. She's maybe not. I think she maybe has tattoos under there. Maybe, who knows?
About yourself, Liz.
Oh, yeah, I love reading.
Okay, what kind of book, what's your like favorite book right now?
My favorite book right now is Earthling. I think it's based in South Korea.
Well, I'm not Korean, so I don't know much about South Korea. Okay. I'll be honest with you, I really love tattoos, as mm-hmm. you can see.
Yeah.
I wanna be a tattoo artist one day,
okay,
that's the whole
very
goal.
Cool.
Would you like to see my chest tattoo?
How do you guys feel about that as a new opener? He's coming out a little strong, he's very quick.
I don't know. Is that considered shooting your shot? I don't know.
You want to see my chest tattoo? I don't know how I would respond if somebody said that within the first minute of me meeting them.
I mean, it's what, like a 10-minute date? You got to just, you know,
you just
got to
get
there.
Yeah. How do you feel about religion? How do you feel about family? Just get it all out of there.
How many kids do you want?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's see what she says. Does she want to see his chest tattoo?
Do I have to say yes?
I don't really get showed off that often.
Okay. Oh, no.
But damn.
It's McGregor.
If a woman says, "Do I have to say yes?" and then you proceed to lift your shirt up anyways, I have a feeling you're not getting the social cues. Just
she did not consent. Did we just witness SA on YouTube right there?
Oh no! I mean, okay, let's keep
tatted,
watching.
Yeah, I see that you have tattoos now. I didn't notice that.
I mean, to be fair, it's a pretty cool tattoo. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't get to show that one that off that much.
Nick isn't the biggest fan of vegans.
If you're just out there eating grass all day, what am I gonna do?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
So you don't like vegetables?
No, but I'm just looking for a girl that can eat a chicken bone, like, clean.
You know what? Nick knows what he wants.
Yeah.
He wants girls to look at his chest tattoo, and he wants them to eat chicken wings clean.
I mean, if you lead with that on the dating profile, like, send me a picture of how you eat a chicken wing, and if you like that and you like my chest tattoo pic, I'm swiping right.
Yeah, you know he's mad that the first date isn't happening at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, one bite.
Who rejected who?
I'll be real with you. I'm not big into the reading.
Okay.
I'm low-key illiterate.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry, though.
All right.
He's low-key illiterate. How are you low-key illiterate? You know what? I don't think we're going to get an explanation on that.
Thank you, Liz.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, Liz.
Bye. This is nerve-wracking.
Really? Because he doesn't seem nervous at all.
No.
I've never met a nervous man who, like...
His way of expressing nervousness is saying a bunch of ridiculous things,
yeah,
like
maybe.
Foot and mouth syndrome.
Maybe. Oh, my
Michael
gosh.
Michael Scott, you know?
Yeah.
What's happening? I'm Nick.
What's up, Nick?
What's your name?
Jupiter.
She's pretty.
Like, you're actually named after the planet.
Yeah, I'm actually a planet.
I don't think I've ever met somebody named Jupiter or a planet.
It's actually my alter ego.
Is there a reason?
So, like, there's, like, a time in my life where I felt like I didn't like that version of myself, so I, like, recreated a new version of myself, and I named her Jupiter.
Green or red flag, boys?
That's maroon.
Maroon. That's bright red.
Bright red flag.
Well, I was going deep.
deep red. Okay.
Deep red. All of the reds.
Yeah. An alter ego named Jupiter. Okay.
How do you feel about tattoos?
I'm scared of needles.
Dude loves tattoos. You know what? He's like, let's cut the shit, man. Yeah. How do you feel about chest tattoos?
Loves the ink.
Cut to the chase here.
He's like, let's get to more
really
important
matters.
Topics.
You're scared of needles, but are you open to the idea of getting a tattoo one day?
I am.
Do you want to see my chest tattoo?
Not really, but go ahead.
Not really.
He didn't even really want to see it.
And he still did it. And she got him.
Ouch, Jupiter.
I just feel like you're not my type.
Okay.
All right,
I do love
you. It was nice to meet you.
Dude, can you guys handle rejection well enough to be on this show? Do you think this would be a pleasant experience?
I don't know. I don't have to think about that anymore that I'm married.
I know. They're both married. I'm just saying, if you were a single bachelor, is this where you'd be in LA? This is filmed in LA.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like you're kind of along for the ride at this point. So at least he's having fun with it, it seems.
It does seem that way.
Yeah, if I were on something like this, I would not be taking it seriously. So I got to say that to his credit. But generally, no, I would avoid things like this because they're silly, and dating is a serious thing, or should be a serious thing, if you have the goal of getting married like I did and didn't want to waste time with a bunch of silly stuff. So
you're like, don't trivialize it, don't gamify dating. Okay.
I mean, there's a time to, you know, date for fun or whatever. Like, I'm not saying that that's never supposed to be a thing, but when you get to a certain moment and you're like, you know, I know what I'm looking for, it's time. Like, you're not helping yourself by just wasting time and doing silly stuff. So
and smacking buttons, guys.
Mm. I loved our conversation.
How did that feel, rejecting somebody?
Powerful. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Dylan.
Oh, we asked at the same time. Yeah, is that like a sign?
What sign? What's the rings on your hand?
So every time I go out, I try to find like a new ring.
Really?
So it reminds me of like where I've been.
Do you have any tattoos on?
I don't.
What's with the tattoos, dude, guys? Everybody's... Are these guys just talking about tattoos behind the scenes? I don't understand.
You have a tattoo.
I do. I have a couple.
Do you have one on your chest you want to show us?
Me? Is that appropriate? Do you want to see it?
See, that's the right answer. Is that appropriate, right? Just don't go guns blazing like Nick.
Switching up the strategy here, yeah.
You know, just exposing, flashing your chest to random women, okay, who sit across from you. Is that appropriate? Is actually the perfect answer.
Sure.
Sure, yeah. I got, it's all the way up here, and then I got these.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, this is my mom, my oldest brother, my middle brother, and me.
Okay.
And they're just Eva birds. Oh, so nice. In Hawaii, like when they fly by, like that's kind of like what it is.
Do you find Dylan attractive?
I think he's...
I gotta think about it, that's crazy.
That's a long pause.
Oh no. She just like shut down. That's crazy. Yo, that's crazy, you had to think about it.
My man he also went with the strategic from bottom up to show the one that's like right here where he could just pull it down. Like, okay, dude.
Oh my gosh. He took that well. He took that well. He took that with grace. Oh my gosh.
It reminded me of in Charlie Brown when she asked Charlie Brown, like, you do think I'm beautiful, don't you, Charlie Brown? And he's like, you got to think about it.
Sure. I feel like even I'm like, so I would absolutely say yes just to not be like rude. You know,
would you do it without inflection? You'd be like, yeah.
I would be like, yeah, you know, he's cute. He's cute. Yeah. Oh, gosh. This makes me anxious.
I just don't particularly date Asian men. So it's like not that you're not. Wow. It's not in my life.
Oh,
we got her. You know what? At least they're honest. Yeah. I was expecting maybe a worse reaction to the dating preference thing, but he took that fine. Seems okay. I mean, how do you guys feel about racial dating preferences?
I don't know. I don't really get it. I mean, I guess I don't fault people too much, but I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's never been something where I'm like, oh, this a person is completely off the table just on the basis of their race. Like, that's weird to me.
Right. I feel like you're bound to be wrong. I think a lot of like people say that because they maybe don't find certain races attractive, like in a general sense. And that's why they say that. But I mean, you're just like, you're bound to be wrong. Whenever you make statements like that, you're going to find that somebody that you do in fact find attractive and would be willing to date. So try not to, you know, place boundaries, guys. Or at least not.
Yeah, they're selling yourself short. There could be someone great that you're going to miss out on just because you have that predisposition.
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was smooth though. Did you see her hands just like?
I did see that. It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was so nice to meet you. Yeah,
too. Thank you, Dylan. I find you attractive. All
right, thanks, buddy.
She didn't know you, or you didn't know her?
Oh, there's backstage. These are the other contenders. Okay.
And she doesn't like Asians.
No, so she said.
Huh?
She said,
they're doing you dirty.
I mean, like, it's okay, bro. Like, everyone has a type.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Took that really well. What a nice guy. Yeah. Guys, Dylan's single. If you're in Los Angeles, go find that man.
My name.
Okay, new man.
It's Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Do you two believe in God?
Oh my gosh.
I have really kind of radical beliefs about that.
I'd like to hear them.
Okay, I think Satan created the garden and Jesus was the serpent.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoa. I'm not religious, so I can't speak to that. How do you guys feel?
I've heard of something like that. Like, I think that's a Satanist sort of belief. Like, they flip things around like that. But
everything
I mean,
is
I'm no
down.
Expert on it, but yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's also something when you got Jupiter saying, whoa.
Yeah, right. This needs more conversation. Yeah. We need to break this down a little bit more.
I feel like it could have been just as much of a radical belief to just be like, I have radical beliefs about this. Yes, I believe in God.
Right. At this point.
Okay. Wait, what?
I'm sorry. I think you're pretty. I just maybe not all the way my type.
It's okay. You're not my type either.
Really? Is it the glasses?
It's just everything, babe.
That's fair.
I'm just kidding.
You know what?
That was so mean. And then she said, I'm just kidding. No, she was not kidding. That is so mean. Oh my gosh.
It's a kid.
He looks much older. Is it just me?
He does look older.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I think they have varying ages on this show, it seems.
Hmm. Hello. Good afternoon or evening.
Jen, nice to meet you.
Jan?
Jen, what's your name?
Joaquin. Jen.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Can you spell your name?
J-E-N.
I knew J-I-N-N. That's why I asked. Yeah.
You would not like my first name. Janita. Spell that.
Well, I'm illiterate, but J-I-N...
What's with the tattoos and what's with the illiteracy?
Yeah.
Where are they finding these people?
Yeah. What's going on? Oh my goodness.
J-I-N-N-I-T.
Wrong.
Okay, can you spell my name?
Joaquin, you said? W-A...
Oh, you're so beautiful.
K-I-N. Was I right? Okay.
What is...
Whacking?
Oh, he just went, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh my gosh. I'd hit the button on him that second. Oh my gosh. It's perfectly reasonable to think Joaquin would be spelled with a W, first of all. Can we just put that out there? Joaquin? If you've never seen the name Joaquin and you hear that, it's perfectly reasonable to think it would be W.
I don't know. What about Juan? Would people, I've never heard anyone say that the name Juan is spelled with a W.
I'm just saying, if you're going to misspell it, W is the smart way to misspell that name.
Genetically, you're not wrong.
I don't know. The word Oaxaca really threw me for a loop, so I don't know what's going on exactly. Anymore.
It's like if you ask somebody to like spell pterodactyl and they say T, you'd be like, oh, well, you know, at least yeah. that totally makes sense. You know what I mean? She's not dumb for saying W.
So what do you do for work?
You know, what's funny is I'm going on a work trip for about a year, starting pretty soon. It's like journalism.
Oh, where are you going?
In the Middle East, yeah. In 2 weeks, I'm gone. I'm gone to another planet.
To another planet?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the Middle East?
Yeah, it's another planet, uh-oh. Basically.
Okay.
I'm holding back saying some wacky stuff, but yeah.
So, like, do you know anything about the rest of the world, or are you just, like, super American then?
Should I?
Oh no, wrong choice of words there, I think is what's going to happen here. You just said, which this is kind of an innocuous statement, right? To just say, you know, I'm going to a whole nother world. It's a whole nother culture for him, something that he hasn't experienced, right? So he's saying like, I'm going to a whole nother world. But if you are a left-leaning person hearing that, you're going to be like, they're on the same world as us. What's a whole nother world about going to the Middle East? What's so different about him, huh? What's going to be a whole nother world for you, huh? You know, I have a feeling that's what's going to happen because she seems very annoyed by that.
Would I be offended right now about this?
No, okay. Are you woke or something?
Am I woke? Yeah. What do you mean? I'm awake, actually. Okay, not woke.
Got it.
Yeah.
I sense a little tension. What's going on?
I'm
I don't know how the Middle
too.
East is like a different planet, but you know, like I'm...
I mean, you can't even shake a woman's hand in that part of the world. Did you know that? I didn't know that until pretty recently. So it's another planet.
I think this is what you consider normal here is probably a little different what's normal over there. But so, I'm actually Bosnian. I come from an Islamic family. So,
oh,
so our realm is different from other realms.
Yeah, complete different, realms, planets.
Yeah, I've also mainly
We're
dated,
all human, you know?
I've mainly dated like international, like foreign women. I dated someone from Ukraine, dated someone from Brazil, from Taiwan.
No. This is off the rails, guys. None of these people are compatible. Just as a general note, if somebody is gonna try to accuse you, as she is sort of inferring that he's xenophobic here. We can all make that assessment. The best way to go about that is to just be like, oh no, I just meant, you know, that it's a different culture than the one that I'm from. Don't start listing the different type of women that you've dated.
I feel like this guy is like using doublespeak. Like he sounds like he's talking about Middle East and stuff, but he's like saying another world and different realms and dimensions. And he talked about the whole like Satanist thing at the beginning. So I think they just found this guy and was like, this is a weird, you know, spiritual
eccentric
kind of guy. Yeah. And he's just, on the tip of his tongue, he's waiting for someone to ask about something spiritual or whatever. And he's just going to vomit on them all these crazy beliefs. That's what I'm picking up from this dude.
I would be hitting the button in both of these instances, I would say. This is
clutching my pepper spray.
Yeah. Something like that.
Juan from Poland.
Got him.
It was a pleasure.
Why'd you reject me?
No, it wasn't.
I think we have different worldviews. I don't think another country is a different planet.
I think you took that entirely the wrong way. So when I'm saying I'm going to a different world, I'm going to an entirely different realm that I've never experienced or know a lot about. And I'm very grateful to learn about.
Yeah, and that's the point. I hope you learn a whole lot. That's exciting.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh no. Oh no. This makes me so anxious.
Bro,
I hate it. Literally makes my stomach turn to like watch people have an altercation when they don't know each other. It's just like, oh my gosh.
I said, yeah, I'm going to another world, going to the Middle East. She's like, oh, I don't think that's a different world. She's lecturing me, oh, you're only American, you've never been to parts of the world.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you? Jen, nice to meet you.
Jen?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Is that short for Jennifer?
No, Janita.
Janita, okay, yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an oddball.
So
yeah.
What are you looking for?
I'm getting up there in age, I'm not old, I'm 29, but I'm definitely looking for something more serious.
Chilling.
Yeah, what about you?
Same, I would say. I dated a lot in college.
No, how old are you? I'm sorry.
25.
25, okay, yeah.
How do you feel about younger guys?
You know, I'm a little impartial to it, but I just feel like probably not in the same vibe, to be honest. Yeah.
She knew what she knows what she wants. Let's see why he buzzed her.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm just not a big fan of like the big lips.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, it's totally preference.
Totally fine. It's a preference. I appreciate that. Cool. Thanks.
I need to know about the big lips.
What? Bruh. Oh my god.
She gave you an out with the age thing. You just take the out. You don't have to drop a physical insult on her.
Oh my gosh. Chivalry is dead. What is going on? You would think you would just be like, oh no, I just feel like we're different vibes. Or, you know, I just didn't feel that spark of connection. I don't like your lips, actually. The way that they sit on your face and how big they are, it's not for me.
Oh, bless her heart. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Poor Janita.
Are they not natural?
No, they're absolutely not.
Are you natural in other places as well?
None of your fucking business.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna leave that there.
Okay.
Dude, cheers. Is this what dating looks like? Is this how the streets are? Is this how you guys are, you know, hanging out on the streets? These are the kind of conversations you're having.
We've been seeing all these stories about how men aren't asking women on dates anymore and Gen Z's not having sex and all this stuff. And now I'm like, I've been kind of like, oh, you know, guys need to get out there. But like, dude, if this is what it's like, holy crap.
Right. I don't want y'all to get out there. Stay home.
Play video games. Gosh. I'm just kidding.
Have a good one.
What's your hobbies?
I'm very outdoorsy. I hunt and fish a lot. Yeah.
What things do you hunt?
Most recently, I was in Idaho and I hunted spring black bear.
Bears?
Black bears. Yeah. A lot of people don't think that you can or you should, but it's pretty normal like across the western states. But I use all the meat and like eat everything, and it's really good.
What part of the bear do you eat?
Every part.
What are your deal breakers?
Ooh.
She was getting ready to slap that. Did you see it? Her hand went whoop, and that thing was not lit up.
The lean.
No. That's so, what do you do if you're like trying to tap it on somebody and you don't realize the button's not ready? You just got to be like, actually, high five, you know? Like, I have a feeling she's not a fan of the hunting thing because her face was not loving it.
Okay. Hunting is a big one. Just, I'm not a fan of it.
Not
I don't
a
know.
Fan of hunting? Oh,
my dad hunts birds.
But do you eat meat?
Honest, I do, but like, I don't know. There's just, I'm from Texas and it's like everyone hunts and like, there's just something about hunting there that I'm.
How are you gonna be like, I'm not for hunting and then you're eating meat when you got this guy going through using animals, like every part of the animal, eating everything, probably using the pelts of whatever he kills too. And then you're like, hunting's a red flag. Make it make sense, y'all. Come on now.
That I don't get that one. Maybe she's like associating hunting with like a certain type of person that she doesn't like, even if it's not about the ethics of it per se.
Right. I can get being like saying like I don't like game, like you don't like trophy hunting, and saying that like you shouldn't just be killing animals to have as trophies. That's totally reasonable. But saying like I don't like hunting and then you're eating meat is interesting.
I'm just like,
you don't like?
Yeah.
Well, for me it's like sustainability. So meat eating when you're doing like factory farms and stuff, super bad for the environment, super like unethical to animals. And so if you're hunting a wild animal that's lived its whole life in the wild, if you take one animal out, it's not like you're like,
no,
that's the most like ethical way you could eat meat, in my opinion. That's why I started hunting.
Yeah, and I know there is a difference. Yeah. Like totally, people who like live off the land and then they only hunt off the land. Oh, okay.
Ooh, hit him with the quickness on that one. Oh my gosh.
Do you get like extra points for being first to smack it or something? Or
no,
what's the...
if they smack it first, you have to go. If you smack it first, they have to go. So,
got it.
Oh my gosh, that was Lightning McQueen. He hit that button. Oh my gosh, cha-ching.
Well, damn. Gotta stay quick with it. It was nice to meet you.
No,
though.
You're kind of funny, but like, what? Come on! I needed my chance.
I just knew she was gonna hit it on me, and honestly, you seem really tall too. And
are
I'm
you
like,
sure?
I'm 5'11". Like, I'm.
This episode. This man has me speechless. He literally cannot help himself. He has to say the physical thing that he dislikes about the person who's sitting across from him. Imagine dating him.
Yeah, I'm ready for a new guy. I can't believe that this is like what dating's actually like out there right now. I need rekindled hope in humanity after this dude.
I feel like these are people who seek, they have to apply to be on this show, I believe. So they're seeking this. This is a certain character, I feel like. This is a certain type of person, I hope. This is not what you guys are dealing with out there.
I'm not short.
I'm literally 5'9".
Really?
Yeah.
Are you wearing heels?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably what it is.
Come on!
Anyway, it was nice to meet you.
He looks like he's gonna cry a little bit.
I like your dress. I'm a big fan of sundresses.
Oh, thank you. It's actually a two-piece.
Will has gotten a lot of women pregnant.
Oh, really? What? How many?
Something over 50. I was a sperm donor, so.
So you make bank then?
I did.
I would hit the button. I know some people are like, you know, it's a really nice thing to do and I get it or whatever. It just would not be for me, honestly. I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna pass. Sorry.
College.
I would hit the button before it's red. And then have to sit there through awkward conversation.
Okay.
I'm out of college. I'm done with that.
Will did max out though. They cut him off.
Yeah, they cut me off.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's too successful. I was too successful. Do you want kids?
Oh my goodness.
I think so. It just depends whether or not I feel like ethical bringing more people into the world by the time I want kids.
Oh. Who won that one?
Awkward.
I don't know who was first.
Will got there first with my hair.
He's sticking around.
Vibing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Class.
Not the vibe.
Was it his 50 kids?
You know, that could be part of it. Contributing to overpopulation. But, you know, it's okay.
Oh, what a leftist spin on that. I didn't even think about that. Contributing to overpopulation.
No, I knew that was her angle. I knew that's what that was coming from, for
Interesting.
Sure.
Interesting. That did not cross my mind. That makes sense. I guess, yeah, if you're a leftist, yeah. That's a big no-no.
It was really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
He's a sperm donor and has like 50 kids out there somewhere. I'm like, overpopulation much?
How's it going?
Overpopulation much? Oh my gosh.
The birth rate in the U.S. is below replacement level right now. So just, you know, throwing that out there.
So the dude's actually got a W with the sperm donation thing? I would pass, but for other reasons. Okay, he's still here.
I'm Will.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Name the most unattractive feature about the person sitting across from
you. Oh gosh, he's gonna have no problem with this.
He's locked and loaded.
He's gonna hit it. Yeah, he's like, just one?
Holy
damn.
Shit.
Damn! Oh, okay. I just don't like this. The sash.
You don't like the sash?
I don't. It's literally hanging over your lips, so then if someone...
I'm a good kisser, so like, it makes up for it. I mean, I like your hair, but I feel like... It's not natural, right?
No, it's not. This ain't my real hair.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm very much like I like girls to be more natural, but that's standard if like that's the length of hair you want.
She just wasn't natty enough, you know? So sorry.
That takes a long time to grow out, so I'd imagine that's a lot of work.
That's fair.
You dated outside of your ethnicity before?
I have. My dating experience started off dating more of...
White boys?
Yeah, I dated white boys at first.
I've only had a few relationships, but casually seeing people, I've pretty much been with everything under the sun. Black, Asian, Indian, you know, Middle Eastern.
Could you see yourselves together?
The sash is throwing me off.
Really?
I really hate mustaches. I'm sorry. I had a boyfriend who tried to do that and...
Dude, this is the most, incompatible group of people to ever be in one room together at once. This is crazy. And normally, I think they get matches by the end of these episodes. Like, and somebody gets to go on a date, right? They save you last 10 minutes. Is this gonna...
I threw up. I
don't have much time.
So my face is...
No, you
want to
throw
up. I'm sorry.
Shit, he's quick.
Gosh, I just want
honestly,
him out. I want
I feel
the next.
Like we could be friends, but...
No, you seem really good. Got the worst guy with really good reflexes.
Yeah, I know, right? That hand-eye coordination.
Get rid of him.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do it. I would make you shave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. You have a good one. What kind of music are you a fan of?
I've been really into R&B, soul, funk, jazz, some hip hop. So anything you can dance to. But
are you a dancer?
I grew up dancing. Okay. My parents had me in ballet when I was really little, and then I switched to hip hop.
You look very physically fit.
I like being active. especially when it's nice out. Okay. Like, I like being outside, like going on hikes.
So you're outdoorsy.
Like, relatively. I don't want to do like a 1 month backpacking.
So you wouldn't do a backpacking? Are you like, are you like a glamper, or are you like, like a weekend on the ground, dirt?
Oh yeah, fire? I've done that before.
Okay. Okay.
How do you feel about dating older women?
I have dated older women.
Like, how much older?
So I was talking to a girl who's 30. I've been with a woman who's 40.
40?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
26.
25.
Just answer the question. Men, if a woman asks you how old you are, answer the question. Okay? It's the manly thing to do. Be a man.
Wow. You feel so strongly about this.
I don't know why. I just answer the question.
What do you think?
I feel like you're 27.
I'm 31.
No way.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about younger guys?
I've been on dates with people that were born in the 2000s.
Oh, they like each other. Oh, okay. Gosh. That's two.
Is that legal?
You've been on a date with a 40-year-old.
Okay, that's different.
How is that different?
That's fair. Okay, fair enough.
Are you two vibing?
I'm having a good time.
I like you, yeah.
You think you like me?
I didn't say think. I said I like
you. Oh, you did? Okay. No, I like you. You seem nice.
Okay, I want to try something. If you guys consent, I want you to hold hands and stare into each other's eyes for 10 seconds.
I love eye contact.
No talking.
All right, guys. Really, how about that airplane food?
Thank you.
I feel like I'm intruding on something.
I'm going to go.
She's going to watch this video back and be filled with regret.
Okay, wait. Okay, one last time.
Oh. I don't know anymore. That's fair. I actually, honestly, like, I went on a date before I came here.
Oh,
I like this girl.
Oh,
and so this is actually kind of like perfect.
There
like,
you go. It's anyway, just like validation but is, that you but is, see that person.
It is really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Though.
Good to meet you.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Oh, no. The boy with all the insults can't handle it when the button finally gets pressed on him, man. He said, I actually just went on a date before this, and she's actually perfect. So.
Wow.
Unreal.
That was justice. He got humiliated at the end there.
Yeah. That was the end of the episode, man. We didn't even get a match.
Yeah. That excuse was as thin a veil or shield as his mustache.
Right.
That was so flimsy.
I actually just went on a date right before this. They filmed this at like 8 a.m. Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, that was fun, guys. We're going to get into super chats now.
Right. Let's keep this party going.
Let's keep this energy moving.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
My dude is here starting us off today. Hopefully, it's an appropriate one. He's been flirting with the line there the last few times. Oh, I'm just kidding. The new title will likely be Snow Non-White and the Seven Vertically Impaired People.
Right.
And the witch will be a white woman with MAGA paraphernalia.
Something like that. Yeah, right. At some point in the future, we'll get an iteration like that, I'm sure.
That actually sounds believable for some reason. I don't know.
We are also going to quickly zoom through Super Chats just to let you guys know. I have a flight to London to catch.
Oh, dear. Okay.
But
oh
we're
dear.
Still doing this show for you guys today.
We're going to fly through these.
We are.
No pun intended. Flynn Vicence says, keep up the great work, guys and gal. I'm curious if you've heard of the McKinsey organization or company. I just found out they do business everywhere and they are pushing the leftist agenda.
No, never heard of them. I'll have to look into that. Is it like a BlackRock type thing?
McKinsey? It's
McKinsey.
It's a consulting group.
Ah, yeah.
So
okay.
They are everywhere and with most of the major companies out there.
Got it. Interesting.
That's such an ambiguous term, consulting. It's like, what does it even mean? It's
what do consultants do?
A lot of room
do?
For nefarious activities. Octonotes says, I've seen so many channels cover episodes of The Button. Love to see how people react to people's dating preferences as if they were offensive biases. People are nuts, man.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, it's okay. You can have a preference. I might think it's misguided to have a preference based off what we said. Like, you never know who you're going to find in this world. There's how many billion people, you know, living on it. So, but it's not racist. It's not racist to be like, yeah, it's not my preference.
Agree. Let's see. Octonauts again says, another thing, how do y'all feel about people who get plastic surgery on places that don't need them? E.g. BBLs, implants, etc.
I mean, it's not for me, but to each their own. Charlize Theron. you know?
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know. I'm like, there's tasteful ways to do certain things, but most of the time, I'm like, if you can like tell, it's usually too much. So I don't know.
Yeah, LA's hot for that sort of stuff. It's everywhere.
100%. I don't know. Scott's quiet over there. I had to answer. What did you say?
Me? Yep. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things, like, to your guys' point, if it's too much, it's going to be a turn off immediately, because your eyes are going to look at it and be like, oh, something's different here. Something's off. Like, so I'm not a fan of it personally. So, all natural. Right.
There's this story of this guy who sued his wife because he thought she looked a certain way, and they had a kid together, and the kid came out looking totally different. And then he found out that she had a bunch of plastic surgery on her face. I think he sued her for, like, I don't know, like false advertising or something like that. Something crazy. I don't know if that's, you know, I just heard that somewhere. Who knows if it's actually a true story, but I imagine somebody has the audacity to sue for that.
That's a new one. Okay. Wow. Silver Dollar says Satanists don't believe in a literal Satan, but use it as a metaphor for creativity, individualism, and self-indulgence. Chris Stewart, Church of Satan. Huh. I'll take your word.
Never heard of her. Never heard of her. Never met her.
Interesting. Moon Demon says Flubba Flubba. So thank you for that. And Trip Tank says, happy to find a non-religious conservative creator. I'm curious who your go-to person for hearing bad takes from the left is. Mine is Hassan.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Bad takes from the left, there's a lot. It's normally just like randos on Twitter that I see with blue check marks and stuff who we find their takes and we talk about. Tariq Nasheed is a really good one. Who was the one that we covered who was talking about 4th of July recently? She's got a whole, like, high following on Twitter where she just says random stuff that is so crazy. I don't know. I'll have to get back to you guys
Kyra
on that
Riles,
one.
Is the crazy one on Twitter.
Yeah.
Mehdi Hassan, Joy Reid.
Yeah.
All of the
Young Turks.
Pick your MSNBC host.
Yeah.
Young Turks has been, you know, a little purple pilled lately or something.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that is it today. So we had not too many super chats.
That's perfect. Okay. Leaving. Yeah, you guys knew that I had somewhere to be. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and put a goodbye in the chat for Scott.
Peace out, guys.
He's leaving us. This is his final day. We'll be in touch, of course, with Scott.
Oh yeah, you know, this is not goodbye. This is see y'all later.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'll constantly be FaceTiming him for our technical difficulties. So,
He said like you guys can text me, and I think he was just doing that to be nice. But we literally will probably be texting him all kinds of questions about how to make this thing work.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. Leave a comment down below on some of the things we talked about today, including the leaked photos from the Snow White set in this new recreation by Disney, and some of the characters you saw on the cut, which we've reacted to, and the show specifically called The Button. Let us know if you want us to react to it again on another fun Friday down the line. As always, we encourage healthy debate in the comments, so duke it out, but do so respectfully, and like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified when we're live. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we post videos for you every day. I'll be back, and I'll see you guys next week on Monday with a fresh new video. Bye, guys.